It is 8:35. Time for Ask the Expert with Jeff Harrison for the Pennsylvania Freedom Fighters. And Jeff, recent Republican debate, there was a clip from Ted Cruz, and as soon as I heard it, I thought of you. So we're going to play that to kick off the show today. Here you go.
September, the Constitution hasn't changed. But the poll numbers have. At the end of the day, the legal issue is quite straightforward, but I would note that the birther theories that Donald has been relying on, some of the more extreme ones insist that you must not only be born on U.S. soil, but have two parents born on U.S. soil. Under that theory, not only would I be disqualified, Marco Rubio would be disqualified, Bobby Jindal would be disqualified, and interestingly enough, Donald J. Trump would be disqualified.
Well, I can't.
I know you don't agree with it.
I think Donald Trump has his bases covered, if you know what I'm saying here. Yeah, we're going to talk today, if today and if not extend this, we're going to talk about Sheriff O'Pyle's update and review of information, natural-born citizen versus natural-born subject, the feds versus the states, and what that is about trying to neutralize a natural-born citizen, and what is an NBC, North American Law Center, articles of impeachment to congressmen, and also that Obama, he himself, was the first birther. So basically, Ted Cruz was born in 1970 in Calgary, Canada, to a Cuban father and an American mother. So he does not meet that requirement of being a natural-born citizen because he doesn't have two American parents,
right,
and he wasn't born on American soil. Bobby Jindal, he was born in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, to two American Indian citizens with green cards. So he doesn't even have one American parent.
Okay.
You have to have two born on American soil.
Right.
And also Marco Rubio was born in Miami to two Cuban parents. Now, it is what it is. So basically, we'll probably come back to that. But
Well, the articles of the Constitution spell all this out, correct?
Definitely, yeah.
Right?
Now, what the I'm beating around here, but what our fathers, if you know what the Constitution says, they grandfathered themselves in.
Because they were from England, right.
They themselves were natural-born subjects. They weren't natural-born citizens. And what they wanted was a strong check and balance that nobody would get into our government,
right,
and do what they're doing.
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
So I'd like to I have an agenda, and hopefully we'll cover it all. But I want to ask the public is, do we have a usurper in the White House? In other words, do we have a fraud and phony in the White House who has tricked his way into the White House? And I have said here before that he didn't do this alone, and who else is behind him, and what's his agenda? I'm going to be switching gears, so I just hope I make sense and everything.
I'm sure you will.
You know, riding that bicycle, switching them gears, you know. But I'd like to give an update on Sheriff O'Pyle. Carl Gallups, he's official spokesman, and he said that last week the investigation is still on track, and as soon as possible, there will be a news release. Last week, he spoke with Sheriff O'Pyle for 2 hours. For months and months, we haven't heard anything, and this may not seem like much, but basically it is, because it's still in the works, and they're keeping a lot of things confidential, and they want to have all
ducks in the row.
Ducks,
yeah,
in the row, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, this all started, the first news conference was in March of 2012. It was the first press conference, and basically what they came out with was probable cause of forgery and fraud that had been committed. The long-form birth certificate was a phony PDF file, and a Selective Service registration card, and it only had two-date digit for the post office. And we could go on exactly what's wrong with all these things, but that's what he came out with. And then also on July 17th, 2012, he had a second presser, and he says it was beyond probable cause. Now, he had local media there, but they wouldn't cover it.
Really?
National. They wouldn't cover it national. So, okay, fast forward here a little bit. September 2014, Lieutenant Zulu met with some officials. He said that in D.C., he said also technology being used that the public is not aware of that's going to bust this case open. He said the revelations will be gut-wrenching. At the time, they said they had three legal hurdles, and they are down to one, the last that I knew. And Zulu said, we know who forged the birth certificate, And a pile had come out also to request citizens to contact their congressman for a congressional hearing. But that was a little bit ago. We have a better plan. That's called North American Law Center, Articles of Impeachment. I can tell you that our local congressmen have gotten multiple copies for me.
I figured that.
But they're asking people to continue to call their congressman, write their congressman. I have a friend who does this, and he says that they are starting to get calls about impeachment. Now, impeachment can happen within a matter of several weeks, this thing. And everybody says, what difference does it make? Well, there's a lot of difference. I understand that a lot of stuff that he's done can be repealed or done away with. He can face charges. He might be locked up for a long time, if not up for treason.
Sure.
You know where that goes.
Yep.
Now, it was the surprise Tea Party of Arizona of some 250 members who petitioned Sheriff Pyle to look into Obama's credentials. I'm going back a little further. And at first, Sheriff said he didn't think there was anything to it. He wanted to clear the president, so he commissioned Lieutenant Zulo for the Cold Case Posse to look into this. Mm-hmm. And they didn't use taxpayer money. It was self-funded. And so anyways, then the sheriff found out and said, hey, Houston, we got a problem. We got
right.
a big problem.
Yeah.
And so what the Sheriff of Pyle has done, I apologize, Lieutenant Zulo, he came up with an affidavit to the Supreme Court of Alabama. It's 50 pages. It's 208 points of the credentials of Obama, what relates to that birth certificate.
Now, Jeff, you've sent a lot of this information to our local congressman.
By hand, in person.
Yes.
Glenn Thompson, three times. I saw him at the Du Bois Diner a bit ago. Here in town, at the Harley-Davidson, I gave it to one of his reps. I didn't go up to him personally, give it to them.
Right.
I also gave it to the owner indirectly.
Mm-hmm.
I've done newspaper ads. I've done door-to-door. I got my sign in my yard. Over in Sandy Township. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, from grassroots to going to Washington, you've got this thing covered.
Yes. Now, I just want to cover a little bit about Obama's birth certificate, okay? And there's so many things wrong with it, but the biggest thing is it is a phony PDF file. It was not a hard copy certificate. And do you remember my rhyme?
I'm trying to remember. It was good.
Reveal the seal, close the deal.
That's it.
Reveal the seal, close the deal. It doesn't have a seal.
Right.
Well, there's so many things wrong with it, and I have a big booklet of all the things wrong with it, but I'm just going to give a real quick brief on it. It's a phony PDF file. Did not start. It was not an original hard copy. But anyways, whoever fabricated this, my boys in college or in high school here that are taking computers could have done a much better job.
Right.
Okay, they didn't compress it. It has about 9 layers. The last layer, they used the wrong size safety paper.
Bad use of Photoshop. Right.
And it was not even the right size. It's off by like 3 centimeters. The registration number, the sequence number is out of sequence. African was used to denote the father's race. They didn't use African. They used Negro at the time. And actually, the original birth certificate has a number 9 pencil mark. And that means it was left blank. Initially, it was never filled in.
Sure.
It also for university. There's misspelling on the stamp down here, the registration stamp. There's a little smiley face there. Multiple fonts. They used 2 different typewriters on it, at least now, and it should only use the one kind of typewriter at the time. So I could go on and on and on about this, and it's a fraud.
Plain and simple.
Okay, now I'm going to fast forward here to what is natural-born citizen versus natural-born subject. Okay, I'm just going to make this so quick and sweet that even a janitor can understand it. Okay, natural-born citizen is born, again, on American soil, American parents, at your time of birth.
Right.
It's simple as that, because our fathers didn't want anybody to get in from another nation or a conflict of interest or something like that. And as I said earlier, our founding fathers, they were natural-born subjects.
Right.
Now, possibly Obama could be a natural-born subject because he claimed he was born in Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, England was,
was considered to be part of that.
Yeah. So actually, Obama, if he says he was born in Kenya, and The National, Sunday Standard said he was born in Kenya. National Observer said he was born in Kenya. He himself claimed that he was born in Kenya.
Wasn't it a book or something?
There. Well, he tried to promote a book called Journeys in Black and White. And there's a biography, and there's about a dozen well-known people know in the biography. But in his biography, he states, Barack Obama, the first African-American president of Harvard Law Review, was born in Kenya and raised in Indonesia and Hawaii. So even he is saying that he was born there.
In his biography.
His biography. Now, I don't get that, do you? NPR said he was born in Kenya. AP said he was born in Kenya, 204, 208. These are just some articles that I have. So, you know, he's a natural-born subject. He's not a natural-born citizen if by his words. Now, we have to check this out even more. We have to dig a little deeper. And so that's basically what we have. Now, it even gets better. You think it can't get any better than this? Well, our Congress, for a couple decades or so, has been trying to neutralize or change or dilute or get away or do away with natural-born citizen clause in our Constitution. If it doesn't mean what it means, then why are they trying to, like, bleach it out?
Right. Well, I mean, it was there for a reason, as you said.
Yeah.
The fathers put it in there for a reason.
So, as early or back as 1975, H.R. 33 states... Okay, it says, called for the outright removal of natural-born citizen requirement for president, found in Article 2 of the United States Constitution, provides that a citizen of the United States otherwise eligible to hold the office of president shall not be ineligible because of such citizen is not a natural-born citizen. Now, I have 10 examples of that in the last several years, and they go like H.R. 38, H.R. 59, H.R. 67, 12 or 21, 28, 104, 2, 15, 42, 26, 78. And also there was some funny business with the SR 511, which Hillary and Obama was on that campaign.
It was a Senate resolution.
Yeah. Senate resolution say that McCain was a natural born citizen because he was born to two parents on American soil. Well, okay, Panama was okay, but
right. I'd rather two American parents.
Much closer than Obama was.
Yeah.
So what else is going on here? So anyways, so there's an example of that. So actually, the federal government, our Congress, was trying to neutralize that from 1975 to 2008. And there's 10 examples here. And I gave you basically what I said. Well, it gets even better. Well, the Congress is trying to do away with it, and our states are trying to fortify it in
so
the voting process.
Yeah.
Now, I understand. I could be wrong. I'm Jenner. When you go to Secretary of State, your party says, you're cool, you're clean, you're good.
Right.
Now, when Obama ran for president, he was told that he met the requirements according to the Democratic Party, not according to the Constitution when he went to the Secretary of State. I'm wrong here. Except for Hawaii.
Right.
Hawaii, they actually declared that he was.
Mm-hmm.
So isn't that funny business?
Yeah.
Why didn't they do all the states?
Right.
Okay, so anyways, since 2009 to 2011 here, There have been 13 eligibility bills introduced by Arizona, Connecticut, Georgia, Indiana, Missouri, a couple other states, and even Pennsylvania. Metcalf was considering, he's about a couple counties over, I think he's Clearfield by Franklin there, and he was going to try to put for the state law. And basically, it says, here's an example here of Indiana. It says, to certify that the candidate has qualified, provide an article, section 1, clause 5 of the Constitution of the United States. Okay, requires, and it says, also says, requires the state chairman of the political party not to say that he meets the requirement of the party. Not really in there. But what he says, to certify that the nominee of the party of the president or vice president of the United States qualifications. So isn't that crazy? If it doesn't mean what it means, then how come Congress is trying to kill it, and the states are trying to fortify it and back it up?
Right. There's a reason they're trying to fortify it, obviously. Yeah. They're not just doing it for fun.
Now, I don't understand this. Now, there have been 4 CSR reports that have been done recently. The most recent one, there's one. There's been 4 by the library. It's a Congressional Research Service and trying to neutralize natural-born citizen status, and they gave it to our congressmen so that they could give us that garbage and regurgitate it back to us like We're dumb.
Right.
Well, let me tell you something. Don't you congressmen know what natural-born citizen is? You need a CSR report to cover your butt?
Well, here's my question. If they do away with the natural-born citizen thing, what would stop someone, let's say a citizen of Russia, coming here running for president? And then changing, you know what I mean? And changing everything.
Look, you can't even sneak into Mexico without getting beat up.
Right.
I mean, if you sneak into Mexico and get beat up, or you try to sneak into Canada with a little criminal record,
right.
You're going somewhere, right?
Here, sure.
This is just a big loophole here.
Yep.
Well, anyways, I'd like to, being that we have a few minutes here, I'd like to talk about the articles of impeachment of Obama. Now, everybody says we don't have enough time to impeach Mr. Obama. Yes, the clock is ticking, but the North American Law Center of www.cactn.weebly.com has a call to action packet that you can download from whereisobamasbirthcertificate.com, or go to their website and you could download this. And I just happen to have a copy of it here.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
I see that.
Yeah. And so basically, it talks about articles of impeachment to Obama. And this is Articles 1, usurpation of the Office of Criminal Identity Fraud. Boy, that just keeps coming up all the time.
It does.
And there's at least 10. Now, this is not a super huge big packet. This is the get the foot in the door kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically, this is there's so much that guy's done. I went UA for a few hours one day and almost got a strike missing. So I went UA for a couple of hours. I didn't want to clean the barracks, but this guy's done way more than that. Okay. So anyways, and then we also have Article 2, malfeasance, misconduct, abuse of office, and Article 3, aiding and abetting known enemies of the United States. So this is pretty serious stuff here. We're not talking about a little traffic ticket here or not claiming some kind of fund or something like this. But you know what? Not only can Obama be in trouble for this, but Congress can be in trouble for this for not doing their
job.
Acting
on it.
They could be on the hook for this too. And so basically, that's pretty much what I have to say here on that. I'm trying to hear. So, okay, this is serious business. And what I'm gonna ask the public to do is call Glenn Thompson and Toomey. They have my stuff in person. I'm asking people to get involved, to make phone calls. But I'm going to ask you to do something better than that. Why don't you check this out?
Yeah.
If I'm lying, prove me wrong.
Exactly.
Okay? If I said a couple little things that were inconsistent, I'll apologize. But I'm going to tell you something. I've been studying this since 2009. I got involved with the Tea Party. That's how I came across this. And they came out with an article, because I have a thing called the Articles of Freedom, and November 11th to the 21st, 2009, some 120 delegates from across America met at St. Charles, Illinois, and come how we've gone wrong in the Constitution. In this document, it talks about the gold standard, it talks about the War of Powers Act, it talks about all kinds of problems we're having and how to fix them according to the Constitution.
Right.
And unfortunately, Obama made page 41 to 45, and it talks about how I'm going to look it up here for a second. Wrong booklet.
There we go. You got to color code those guys.
Oh, so anyways, let's just look it over, because time's getting a little short here. But anyways, it goes into how he didn't reveal his records and all kinds of things about why he's not qualified to be president. It says here, okay, it says presentment by Congress, a resolution raising the question of eligibility of Mr. Obama. So this is not something that just happened. Now, these people are highly educated across the board. They volunteered their time and services for this. It says, whereas in our Constitutional Republic, government is indispensable and necessary, that whenever and however it is necessary, people must place trust and rely on their own representatives in order to vest it with the required power. So it talks about all branches of the United States here. It talks about what our framers talked about, that they didn't want to have somebody in the armed forces. He's the commander-in-chief. You know what? You know how we can get him? We can get him because he's the commander-in-chief, and we could like court-martial him. So there's a way that the JAG can go after him now.
Sure.
So with this information. So if you know somebody in the military, write them and ask them to talk to their commanding officer, ask them to talk to the commanding general. I did write a letter, information to the Marine Corps, Commandant of the Marine Corps. I requested masks. That still stands. I'd still like to go talk to the commander, the Commandant of the Marine Corps with this information. And I also have some important VIPs that could come with me. So I'm just asking people, if you want to continue to live like we are, you want this to continue, you don't want to, you're responsible now.
This is our country.
You have to stand up. The media is not doing it.
Right.
And the media is not doing it. Rush Limbaugh knows. He called him Barry all the time, for Barry Soretto. That's one of his. He has so many aliases, and he's used so many Social Security numbers, and he's a real piece of work if you dig deep on this. Hannity, Lieutenant Zulu was supposed to go on a Hannity show, and it was canceled at the last minute. So, you know, the media won't cover it because they're afraid to.
Well, there's a lot of political pressure.
There's political pressure.
Yeah.
They've been threatened with their license. They've been threatened physically. This is not something. This is not kiddie play. This is not the sandbox. Right. This is the real game. This is the big boy game here.
I forget where I read it. This was several years ago, but there was a gentleman having a conversation with a congressman, and he was questioning what the government was doing. And the congressman said to him, you know, when you question your government, that's an act of treason. And you know what the guy said? When I question the government, that's the act of a patriot. I love that.
Well, yeah. I'm a little one, and there's bigger guys than me working on this. I'd like to just fill in for a little bit here. Israel Science and Technology, the country of Israel, their science department actually did a valuation on that birth certificate, and they said it was fraudulent. And actually, the head scientist there at the time, I emailed him. He actually emailed me back, and I have that copy of that email. Of course, Pravda, okay, yeah, they're Russian. They've told it. Lord Monckton, I call him, said that the MS5 or whatever, they have Obama's DNA off of water glass. So this is going to blow. It's in the news. Natural born citizen is what it is. Two parents on American soil, and that's what makes you a natural born citizen. You know, if you want to be a natural born subject, then maybe you could go move somewhere else. But it is what it is. Congress has tried to neutralize it, and the states have tried to fortify it. Truth is what it is, and I always say truth is like air bubbles. It comes to the surface.
Yep. It'll always come out in the end. It always comes out in the wash, right?
It does. You can take shortcuts. You can lie, steal, and cheat, but you know what? You always get caught.
It's true. It is true, Jeff. And again, for those folks listening out there today, Jeff has done the research. He's more than willing to share it with you, you know, so you can look into it for yourself.
Well, my number is 814-375-2490, and you can call me anytime, day or night. If I don't catch you, ring the phone a few more times. I'll talk to one person. I'll talk to a group. I am connected with Mike Bullen of wheresobamasbirthcertificate.com. He's connected with Lieutenant Zulu and Sheriff O'Pyle. So if we have a congressman or a high-ranking person or something, we can have them get in contact with you for this. Trump knows this. He sent his own investigators to Hawaii. He said, you'll never guess what we found.
Sure.
And Trump had, the Tea Party went out there to talk to him. I repeat myself. So Trump has this information, and he hasn't let loose yet. Wait until he lets loose.
Yeah. He's a firecracker.
Oh, wait. It's coming.
All right, Jeff. Thank you so much. Great show. And that is Ask the Expert with the Pennsylvania Freedom Fighters here on Connect FM.